In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because the people of Israel had done evil in the Lord's sight, God allowed the Midianites to oppress them. And when the people of Israel cried out to the Lord, he graciously sent a prophet. Now, as recorded in Judges 6, the angel of the Lord was sent to Gideon to call him to this ministry. And yet, this is what Gideon first said. "Please, sir, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? The Lord has forsaken us and given us into the hand of Midian." Still, the Lord said, "Go." And still, Gideon responded, "Please, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." And yet the Lord said, "But I will be with you." And so it was. God used the weakest man of the weakest family to lead 300 of the bravest and yet most uncouth men, men who lapped the water like dogs, used these, the weakest, to drive out the meddling Midianite thousands. And so, in a sense, it still is. God uses the weak, as the scriptures say, and the despised of the world to shame the strong, namely Christ, who, though he was poor, submitting himself to the cross, yet he was rich, being fully God and rising from the dead as the first fruits of them who believe. And so it shall be that for any church that dares to call itself founded upon the apostles and prophets, that it rests upon this word of the cross, which, seeming weak, is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. Now then, as St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1, "Consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God has made our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification, and our redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord." Amen.